May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of reciting abundant durood sharif, especially on a Friday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, increase your salutations upon me, increase your durood and salam upon me, the night of Friday and the day of Friday. For verily your salat, your salam, your durood sharif that you're reciting is presented to me. The angels come down and they take this salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they present it to him. So on a Friday we should increase our durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah ta'ala has gathered us here for his pleasure. Our intention must be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any show, not for any worldly purpose. Allah protect us from riya and ostentation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas. We've come to purge our hearts from all the filth that has gathered in our hearts. The sins, the vice, the evil of pride, jealousy, anger, love of dunya, greed, enmity, all these things cause our hearts to become dark, black. And therefore, as I mentioned previously, we make sincere and abundant tawbah and istighfar and also the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this dhikr of Allah is extremely powerful. It is so powerful that if one analyzes all the ayat relating to dhikr and the ahadith related to dhikrullah, one will find it is a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example, the similitude of the one who makes the dhikr of Allah and the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah is like a living person and a dead person. The one who makes the dhikr of Allah, he's like a person who is alive. And the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah is like a dead person. He's got no life in him. No jaan. Who would like to be like a dead person? Everybody wants to be alive. So to be spiritually charged, one has to make the dhikr of Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned in the Quran, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Woe be, destruction be to those hearts that have become hard away from the dhikr of Allah because they have refrained from making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala grant us His true ma'rifat, His muhabbat, His ishq, His noor. And this can only come when we detach ourselves from everything besides Allah. And we connect ourselves to Allah. We connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is almighty, all powerful. And therefore we say, La ilaha illallah. So dhikrullah will polish our hearts. It will shine our hearts. It will make our hearts bright again. So when you make the dhikr of Allah, feel the sins falling out of our hearts, being washed away, and the dhikr of Allah is scrubbing our hearts. We are saying la to everything besides Allah. La to shaitan, la to nafs, la to all those haram temptations, those pretty faces that are pulling us away from Allah. That gambling that is taking us away from Allah. The zina that is taking us away from Allah. The riba transaction that is taking us away from Allah. That pride and ostentation and ujub is taking us away from Allah. Now we sing la to all those things. Nobody can harm, nobody can benefit us if Allah does not wish so. It is only Allah, illallah. Allah is most powerful. Allah is our creator. Everything is in his hands. Shifa is in the hands of Allah. And therefore we'll make the dhikr of Allah. That We get that strong yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conviction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a life without Allah. Those who are believers, they are constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of their tongue, by their heart, by their limbs, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. That is a true believer. He is a true dhakir. But one who is ghafil, heedless, one whose heart has become hardened, one whose heart who has become blackened, he is away from Allah. He does not enjoy the dhikr of Allah. He does not enjoy his salat. He does not want to be in the masjid environment. He does not want to be in any deeni environment, in any deeni program. A true believer, he loves to be in the masjid. True believer loves to be in the tilawat of Quran. A true believer loves to be in the dhikr of Allah. His tongue becomes sweet. His tongue becomes moistened with the dhikr of Allah. He is like when a fish is in water. It is comfortable. Allah bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Mashayikh give the example. When a person is making dhikr of Allah, his heart enjoys serenity, peace, tranquility, comfort, enjoyment. Just like when a fish is in the sea, inside the water, it is swimming, it is happy. But the moment one takes the fish out of the water, the moment you take the fish out of the water, what happens? It wishes to come back into the water. That is like a believer. Take him away from the dhikr of Allah. He is restless, he is bechain, he is pareshan. He wants to go quickly back into the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us his true muhabbat, his marifat, his ishq, these majalisan, solely so that we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat to train and to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah, especially when we are alone, in solitude, and we have that muraqabah of Allah, Allah consciousness. Jo karta hai to chup ki ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. That all the time, wherever we are, we think that we are doing things quietly, nobody is watching us. But remember, Allah is watching us. And therefore, dhikrullah helps to build that conviction and that awareness and Allah consciousness in the person. So, when he's out of the masjid, when he's out of the majlis of dhikrullah, and his environment changes, whether he's in the office, whether he's in a university or college or school or madrasa or traveling abroad, wherever he may be, he does not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he turns away from Allah, immediately he feels the bechaini restlessness and he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the needle of the compass, it always wants to be facing north. And we shake the compass, we find the needle also moving. It begins to shake and it gets sukoon and it becomes stationary and it comes back facing north. That is the heart, the qibla of a believer. That is Allah Rabbul Izzat. All the time, we are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beside the Durus Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina. As you mentioned previously also, so many times, dhikrullah. May take the name of Allah, He's your beloved. In dunya, when you call your beloved, how sweetly you call your beloved. So take the name of Allah in a sweet manner, with dhyan, conscious. Be aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our malik, is our raziq. And Allah is most ghafur rahim, Allah is forgiving us. And we want to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not have to be said in any chorus or together. Important thing is to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must have this dhyan in us. When we say la ilaha, we are removing from our heart all the sins and all this filth that has accumulated in our heart, and we say, illallah, we bring into our hearts the marifat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. هم يمس بلول الله من مس كريم رحيم الله. يا الله you have bestowed upon us يا الله so many bounties يا الله. يا الله we cannot even يا الله thank you يا الله for every bounty that you have given us يا الله. يا الله we have not made your قدر يا الله. We have not showed you true gratitude يا الله. يا الله forgive us يا الله. يا الله forgive us يا الله. Ya Allah, you have given us Iman, may Allah. You have given us Islam indeed, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so many ni'mas, may Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the ability, Ya Allah, to take your beautiful name, may Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful. Your name is so soothing, may Allah. Your name is so sweet, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have put us into this dunya, Ya Allah, for a short period of time, may Allah. And then we will return to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, when we return to you, my Allah, make the return be a return, Ya Allah, that you are happy with us, my Allah. Such a return that, Ya Allah, we don't have any gunas, my Allah. Everything must be washed up. And Ya Allah, everything must be wiped out, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a ta'alluq and ma'iyyat, a khissa with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We are the weakest of your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you've got so many other makhluq. Ya Allah, you are independent, you don't require any person. Ya Allah, but we require you, my Allah. Besides you, we have nobody else to turn to, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other Allah who we can make ibadat of, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can raise our hands to. Ya Allah, become razi with us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us every single sin that we have committed. Major sins, minor sins, sins we did knowingly, unknowingly. The darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, we have spoken, Ya Allah, so many things that were wrong, my Allah. Our tongues, Ya Allah, we utilize in haram, my Allah. Our eyes, my Allah, our hands, our feet, our bodies, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't expose our faults. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah, you are Ghaffar. Ya Allah, hide and conceal our wrongs, my Allah. Wipe all our sins out, my Allah. Make us your true friends, my Allah. Make us my awliya-i kamileen, siddiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you make us your friend, my Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. We will gain, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Our friends, our relatives, musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our asatis, our students, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us towards khair. Guide us towards haqq, my Allah. Guide us towards hidayat and what is good, my Allah. Ya Allah, towards your pleasure and happiness, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from every type of haram. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Make us only earn halal, my Allah. Make us use our monies in halal avenues, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us, Ya Allah, with afiyat. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, halawat of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, sihat. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirir, fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Oh, brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, so many have undergone operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete chain, my Allah, and sukoon and afiyat and salamati, Ya Allah. Give them complete sihat. Ya Allah, young masoom, children are sick, my Allah, give them complete sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, my Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. So lucky was the brother who passed away in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us both in Madina Sharif, my Allah.
Ya Allah, grant all of the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Grant us both in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Baril Jannatul Baqi, the Shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who the Kuthur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah, they wish to get married, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are looking for suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, my Allah. Bless them, Ya Allah, with the nikah, Ya Allah, full of taqwa, my Allah. A life full of bliss and happiness, my Allah. Those who are married, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, happiness, bliss, taqwa, afiyah, salamati, hifazat. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Allah, those who have children, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, har qadam tu rehnumai farma. Ya Allah, don't make us be in any pareshani, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh brothers and sisters have raised their hands tonight, Ya Allah. Oh brothers here in the masjid, Ya Allah. Oh mothers and sisters and others at home, my Allah. They've raised their hands, Ya Allah. Each one has got hajat, my Allah. Each one has got several needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only turning to you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. رَحْمَةً تُغْنِينَا بِهَا أَنْ رَحْمَةِ مَنْ سِوَاكَ. Ya Allah, accept all of our du'as, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, our parishani, hardships, my Allah. Whoever is suffering from any type of difficulty, whether it is a dunyavi difficulty, ukhrawi difficulty, remove the difficulty, my Allah. Fulfill our desires, our jais, tamanna and murad, my Allah. Make our children become, Ya Allah, coolness of our eyes. رَبَّنَا هَبْلِنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, Ya Allah. You made the ijtima in ladies with a great success, my Allah. Ya Allah, tomorrow, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ijtima in Benoni commences, my Allah. Grant, make that ijtima also a great source of barakat and hidayat. Ya Allah, don't make there be any pareshani whatsoever, my Allah. Make hifazat of all those who be there, my Allah. And help us to strive in your path, my Allah. Accept the work of da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah and ta'aleem, Ya Allah. Different organizations, whatever khidmat, each person is making grant, each person ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul 'aleem wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.